brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, it'll be a jam-packed hour with your phone calls. Also, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a few videos put out in the last year by a group whose research I've checked, it's absolutely accurate, about what a reduction in population means. Total collapse of society. So those videos slash audio breakdowns are coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll continue with your calls. We're also going to get into concerns are raised about genetically engineered mosquitoes they're going to release on us and a bunch of financial news dealing with the global markets and the dollar. Just a ton of stuff coming up. And we got Fritz Springmeier for his first radio interview that I know he's done since he got out of prison being set up. That's coming up right now. Let's go ahead and go to Blue in Tennessee. You're on the air, Blue.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor to speak to you.
Honor to talk to you.
Well, I am looking for solutions, and this is what I personally do on a daily basis. I use my cell phone, and I put it on speakerphone, and I have GCN programming as well as ARP at a gas pump pumping gas. And one of the ways that I get people engaged, if they don't overhear and pay attention, I'll just simply look over and ask them, do you know what your government has done to you today? And it's just a matter of picking a topic that they're interested in.
Well, a lot of people will play my radio show in their business. They will play this radio show or my films in their restaurant. They'll have free copies at the family gas station or they'll make copies and sell them for a dollar. I don't care. Just get it out to people at their store or their church. People will also put up little FM transmitters that cover just their neighborhood and then put up signs around the neighborhood and then stream my show off of their computer. And it really has a huge effect. But, yes, I will, when my show's being rebroadcast locally sometimes, I'll sit there while I'm getting gas and not turn it up super loud, but turn up where folks can hear it, and then I'll tell them, hey, find out what's going on. Find out some key information. Tune to this radio station. Absolutely, it's having a huge effect.
I will agree. I've had many, many people stop and ask me what I was listening to, and I said, it's the actual news. It's the true news. Do you have business cards that are printed up with your information on it?
No, but I have been meaning to get back there with Tim and offer basically a program of my bumper stickers at cost. I mean, literally at cost, so people can get them. There's a small profit now, so folks can support us, but I want to really get them out in bulk. And also, we should come up with a program where people just buy the business cards from us at cost. So that people can, you know, just not even do it themselves. A lot of folks have already done it themselves, but just activist packs. We already have activist packs with bumper stickers, citizen rule books, Infowars.com ballpoint pens with just a slight profit on them. But I'm thinking because the time is so short that I'm going to get back there and launch something, at least through Christmas, where it's at cost. In fact, I'm glad you called in about this because this needs to be done right now.
I would very much like to have the business cards pass out. Just to get their initial interest. What I've been doing is I've been writing it up on a piece of paper. People that have Obama stickers that they're getting in their vehicles, and I'll just look at them and say, you know what? I feel the need to give this to you, and it has your information on it as well as Ron Paul's information and where to go and to make a true choice rather than a dictated choice to you.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Keep it up. More calls straight ahead and the news. We're going to get to everybody here on the other side of this quick break. We also are going to have a 24-hour plus live transmission coming up this Thursday, kicking off at 11 a.m. We'll tell you more about that today as well. Stay with us.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the hour, your phone calls. I also want to air a couple different short video/audio pieces, and I've looked at their numbers. They're absolutely on target about the fact that we would need to have 2.1 children apiece to be able to just not have our society totally collapse. But all over CNN, all over MSNBC, all over PBS for the last week, everywhere, there's too many people. 7 billion. It's going to double by 2050. When the UN's own numbers are, the population's going to plane out and stop growing at around 8.5 billion in 2024. And I've got all the numbers. I'm going to, throughout the week, do special reports on this here on the radio, but also on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. You'll find it at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. But coming up at the bottom of the hour after we take some calls, overpopulation, the making of a myth, and 2.1 kids, stable population. And you can look these numbers up for yourself. We're going to be breaking this down and then ask, why does the system want to reduce population? Sure, some areas of the world where people are having 6-7 kids and are totally poor, you could argue it's unsustainable. These are people that come from agrarian societies. They've been forced under UN programs off their land for Big Agra to take it over at gunpoint in Honduras, in Uganda just in the last month. It's been in mainstream news that UN World Bank sponsored groups actually machine gun people that won't leave their own rural areas so they can take their land over. That's why you've got people living an agrarian lifestyle in megacities. I'm not saying there aren't some problems in squalor, but you don't keep them in squalor and then tell all the yuppies here in America and Europe don't have kids, and they don't. And Germany's got a 1.3% replacement rate. For every mommy and daddy, there's 1.3 children. And then you add in accidents, as they do in these actuaries, and disease and things, you're looking at 1%. One person in the West, this includes Japan, one person is born for every two parents now. That's called the death of the West, as Pat Buchanan called it. It is the total implosion, the end of society. That's why they've got to bring in foreigners now to just prop up the Ponzi scheme of Social Security worldwide. But they've stolen all that money, so it doesn't matter. And then the illegals all get on welfare. Did you know 60%, even the LA Times admits this, of the people on welfare in California are illegals? Oh, by the way, they have jobs, too. They are hardworking on average. But then the system gives them 2, 3, 4 different welfare checks under different names. And, of course, California is going bankrupt. Over 70% of the people on welfare in Arizona are illegals. It's over 40% in Texas. We're collapsing, and there's 6.5+ billion people that want to come here. What, 6.7 billion? That want to come here, and it probably wouldn't be such a problem if we had another couple hundred million come to this country, but not if they get on welfare. You get tens of millions of people pouring in a decade and they want welfare? And Rick Perry says you don't have a big heart if you don't give the illegals in-state tuition? Ladies and gentlemen, when my mother went to the University of Texas, I think it was something like $500 a year or something. Now the University of Texas is something like $20,000 a year. In fact, guys, look it up. What's the University of Texas if you're not in-state tuition? It's supposedly a state school. I mean, they own most of the oil in the state. They're the biggest landowner here. They've got $100 billion in their permanent fund, billions in gold. But it's hundreds of thousands of dollars for a degree. And my tax money goes to it all day long. And if illegal aliens can sail in here, and somebody from New York or California that comes here can't get it. Again, it's an incentive by the globalists to have taxpayers pay to bring in third world labor to displace American jobs, and all these stupid socialists who want to redistribute wealth that are at Occupy Wall Street. I'm not saying all of them there are bad, but I'm saying the socialists that are calling for it, you don't have a job because of globalism. Is that in a year? It's worse than I thought. That's from the University of Texas. In-state is $24,714 a year. Out-of-state is $47,426. So that's cost of attendance, tuition, and fees. Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel is the only word I've got. Well, it's worse than I thought. So there's your inflation. By the way, I'm not saying education's bad. In the 1960s, if you paid 500 or so, what was it, in-state, 1,000 out-of-state, yeah, that was pretty much worth it, even though in inflation numbers it was more like, you know, 6,000, 7,000 a year. I've seen inflation numbers. Education's great, but not when it costs you hundreds of thousands of dollars with interest on top, and then you're a debt slave to it, and they've outsourced your jobs, so there's now no jobs for you that can pay back what you put in on that. All right, now I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. By the way, I never plug this, and I really should. It's bad that I don't, and I'm going to apologize right now for this. No one's complained at me. It's just I was looking at the numbers that we now have, and this is XM Sirius, you know, on their bigger shows can have 5-6 million listeners. I guess there's like more than 30 million total. But I've seen some of the numbers that there's upwards of 200,000 people tuning in during the 3 hours of the show on XM. And then if I plugged it, This is a way for people, no matter where you live or what you do, God forbid you buy XM and hook it up to a pirate FM. I'm just joking. No matter where you are, they pick up this, because, you know, used to I did 4 hours. So what they're doing is they were picking up the last three. So really what they're picking up is the second and third live, and they re-air the first hour and the fourth. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. And it's satellite channel 166. And I think I've been on there a couple years now. For a while, they had me on at night. And then for a year or so, they've had me on during the day. And I've mentioned it some. But it's almost like I can't believe that I know we're competitive and get good ratings. And much of what we've talked about has now come true. So our credibility has risen. But to be on one of their main channels, 166, everybody should subscribe to XM Sirius. I know I'm on both, but this is Sirius XM. So I think we're on something else on it's the same company on XM. It gets confusing. But the point is I've been on 166 for a long time. Before that, it was 150-something. And that's one of the little extra packages you can buy, but most people have this. I know I have it. It's weird to sometimes not do the show and then hear my guest host and be able to hear it in my car. By the way, I love XM and Sirius. You know why I love it? Because I can listen to TV, all the channels, BBC, everything. I can just flip to the channels and I can listen to C-SPAN, POTUS. It's unrivaled. So all of my listeners should subscribe to Sirius XM, Channel 166, America's Talk. They've had me on now for years, so I think it's safe to subscribe now. And that's something I'm going to try to advertise on the website. I'm going to get some banners up and start linking to their subscription site. Because you can also get little portable units. We have them in the house. Take them around with us. Go in the backyard. Or I'm in the garden with the kids. Boom. Can listen to whatever I want. Listen to children's shows. They've got books on tape. Yes, I'm plugging the daylights out of it. Because they've had me on a couple years. And I was kind of blinking at first. I didn't believe my eyes or my ears, but a couple years into it, I'm going to start plugging channel 166, and that's 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern. Okay. So there you go. My lawyer was at my parents' party this weekend, and he was talking about listening. By the way, I forgot my lawyer, Eric Taub, is the guy that beat the city of Austin a whole bunch now when they said that people on Congress could build a deck on their restaurant. And it's even, you know, mainline, retired Austin cop owns it, nice restaurant. His son's a firefighter, works with him, you know, quit to work there. They got the permit to build the deck, and the city of Austin came in and said, we're revoking it. We don't care after you built a $100,000 giant deck, and harassed him. And Eric sued him and won. And he's suing them on a bunch of other things and winning. And he was talking about city people now are basically kind of threatening, like, you, I know you, you're a troublemaker. When he's out in public and stuff, they come over to him. So I'm going to try to twist my lawyer's arm to bring the owner of this restaurant in, Trudy's, to bring them in here and get them in studio just to talk about government harassment. By the way, now, if you've got a small tree on your property, they won't let you even build a high-rise building now. But Eric was saying that if you're an insider or give them political contributions or hire their wife or whatever to work at your company, suddenly you're allowed to build. Total scumbag mafia. And the reason I'm saying that live on air, listen, not only is it time for me to get Dave Mustaine on, who wants to come on, not only is it time to get Mike Judge on, who wants to come on, by the way, now talk to him. Not only is it time for me to get Ventura, who wants to come back on. Not only is it time for me to get, I want to get my lawyer on, and George Norrie is on Thursday during the 24-hour marathon, so is David Icke. There's a bunch of other famous people I'm not even going to mention who I am. It's not that I'm too lazy. In a way, I am too lazy. I want to just sit here on air and cover the news instead of calling up famous people who call me to get them on the show. But I'm going to do it. Or hell, I'll just turn my producers loose on them. The point is that I don't talk on the telephone much. It's really what's going on here is I work so much. But we have got incredible guests coming up in the next few weeks here on air. That's all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're very, very excited about it. And big things are happening. And one of our crew, never mind, get mad if I tell the story. Anyways, All right, I promise. I'm going to take your calls till later in the hour, and then I'll play the population control videos.
Hey, guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Sometimes Satan, he comes as a man of peace. Yeah, first he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that ever has been sung. Good intentions can be evil.
Ollie in Virginia, then Matthew Don, Peter, James, and others. Ollie, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you?
Good.
Good. You sound a lot better than you did last week on Friday, man. You're pretty choked up, huh?
Yeah, well, when I start getting real with people or personal, then it gets very religious, because that's really where I'm at.
Absolutely, you're right, man. After I watched that video as well, I was pretty choked up as well. I had a bad weekend, actually, after I saw that. But
well, you know what? The avoidance of legitimate suffering is the heart of evil, in my opinion. And we need, especially folks that support all these wars, or call them peace actions. Hillary being hailed, all the Democrats saying this is a great war. They should go watch the children of certain other cities, 40 to 50,000 of them, with their faces blown off, writhing around in pain. And you know, all these people that want me to go, you know, to Halloween events and things. I can't go to some Halloween haunted house and watch people with hatchets in their heads and stuff, because I think about real stuff. It's not because I'm a wimp. It's because I live in the real world. I don't think violence is cute.
Absolutely. I'm on the same point, and, you know, I was going to make that point as well. Imagine if all the politicians, all the warmongers, imagine if everybody saw that video. We'd just, there would be a completely different society by probably next week. But, and that's why I wanted to bring up the Iran issue. You know, I'm half Iranian, half American. You know, I was raised in a Christian upbringing for the most part. My dad's a Muslim. He lives in Iran. And I wanted to bring up this Iran issue. I know you've covered it a lot, but people still don't really see it. You know, I talk to people all the time. I do a lot of blogging on different topics just like you, and I'll link a lot of my articles to you because you get a lot of just awesome factoids on your website. But when people are still buying into this, you know, Iranians want to bomb Israel or whatever the media pushes, and Ahmadinejad said he wants to wipe Israel off the map, and it's just not the case. People just keep buying into it, even people in my own family. It's hard to get across to them. They're generalizing the entire country, and they don't even realize it. And obviously, I'm pushing this because you see what happened in Iraq. You see what happened in Afghanistan, what's going on in Egypt and in Libya. And people are going to buy into this, and you're going to see more little girls and little boys like that on the Internet. Nobody's going to talk about it in the news, but it's just sick that people can still buy into that crap. You got Bill O'Reilly misquoting things that the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, is saying about wanting to wipe Israel off the map, and it's not the case. You know, I don't support Ahmadinejad, by all means. I think he's kind of a twisted guy, but you can see what they're doing, obviously.
Well, he's getting in trouble right now for corruption probes. And look, everybody knows the president is, quote, allowed to run in Iran. He's basically selected before it ever happens. It's the Supreme Council. 6 years ago, they had very, you know, soft-line folks that wanted to work with the West and truly build peaceful reactors, and they were double-crossed. So they put hardliners in, and I've seen different sociological numbers of 70 to 80% of the Persians don't like their hardline government. So, you know, the question is, Pakistan's got nukes, North Korea does. Why can't Iran, which, by the way, isn't even getting nukes right now, but as Ron Paul's pointed out, why have a new war with them? Because it becomes a political diversion, and Benjamin Netanyahu is in the Washington Times, his advisors saying he thinks it'll make him look like Churchill, even when his own advisors and the Mossad people that he, by the way, had kicked out are telling him, don't do it, because it is going to totally destabilize that whole region. Israel's going to get attacked from all sides, just as Pachenik was saying earlier here on the show last week or so, or 2 weeks ago now. It's a very, very bad idea. I appreciate your call. But knowing folks in Iran, is that an accurate number? What percentage of the people in Persia don't like what's going on?
Well, a majority of them. You've got to realize that the majority of the population in Iran right now is under the age of 27. And it's a very young, very sophisticated population, and probably the most aware as far as political issues, even eugenic issues. You can talk to just about any Iranian, they'll talk about these things just like you do every day on your show. And if you were to just go and talk to or ask questions to just random people on the street, that Tehran or Isfahan or Shiraz, just go talk to them and ask them what they think about the Western media saying that Iranians in general just hate Israel, hate Jews, hate Christians, they'll laugh at you. But the stupidest thing, and I'm talking about a very peaceful population, especially the younger crowd. You know, my father, people his age, you know, grew up in the revolution time, you know, they have a little bit of a twisted view.
Yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Again, death, injury, agreement, strike, war, Soviets, Americans, 2-0, stupid bastards. Good night. This is the irritating bit where they can't hear what we're saying. But why don't you smile as if I've just said something funny?
Okay.
That's the lunchtime, early evening news at 10, late night news. £29.50 from All Good Stockings.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to continue with your phone calls, then get into 2.1 kids stable population video / audio that is put out by an organization that's done the research on this subject. I've separately literally read dozens of books on population and confirmed these numbers for myself. You can just type into YouTube, 2.1 kids, stable populations. In fact, guys, will you just print me this with the pull down on it? so I can actually plug the group. I've plugged them before, but I can't read the organization here. Thank you. And then they've got their website that goes over it all, because we're seeing all this demonization taking place against populations and people having children. And I wanted to go over some of those myths with all this hype of the seventh billionth person being born. And then we'll play the overpopulation, the making of a myth. We'll break that down as well. But first, we'll go to your calls. Then I'll get into Prince Charles has been offered a veto over 12 government bills since 2005. How does the royalty still have vetoes over laws in England if they don't have any power, like the tabloids tell us? Or how does the Queen of England, three times in the last 3 years, abolish Parliament in Canada because they wouldn't do what she wanted? Or in Australia? She owns more than half of Canada on record. This is probably the richest family in the world after the Dutch royal family, their cousins. And as I covered last week, I always say they're German royalty. They're not even German. They're Transylvanian royalty. As the BBC and others reported, Prince Charles admits that he wants to save the Transylvanian Carpathian Forest because he is the heir of Count Dracula. You cannot make it up. And of course they want to reduce world population by 80-90%. Of course they want to shut down our resources. He's 500 years later, he's the progeny of Count Dracula. Yeah, it's the overpopulationmyth.com group. And I want to get them on as guests. Just amazing research, as it dovetails with all the research I've done. It's very common sense research. You can do it for yourself. We're going to be doing some nightly news reports, breaking it down from our own research later in the week, but that's coming up after I go to some more of your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? Peter, and then Matthew, Don, James, and Rick, and others. But before I go any further, I have not really been hyping this, but it has been a big success in that a lot of folks are signing up, and our mission is to reach more people. I've had PrisonPlanet.tv for 8.5+ years. This next April will be 9 years. It has all of my radio shows, commercial-free podcast every day, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films, expanded extras, hundreds of special video reports only there, the nightly news now, other special reports, the rant section, the only area I haven't updated in a while. I'm going to do a bunch of those real soon. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, again, if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can sign up right there on the site for 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. But you can sign up now and try 15 days. If you don't like it, cancel any time. So, again, 15-day free trial right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. And, yes, you're supporting the tip of the spear alternative media. You are building an organization to face down the globalist. And, yes, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers get it when it first airs at 7 o'clock every night and the restream. But large portions of it are posted to one of our YouTube channels that has 150 million views on it. And so you're also then financing us reaching tens of millions there and the hundreds of other video channels that copy it as well. And I haven't even gotten ready yet to put the nightly news on different cable and TV systems that want it. It's going to be more a la carte here and there. We've had a lot of people reach out to us. I'm told there's already systems all over the country airing it because we're getting the calls and emails about it. And I've run into folks in Houston who own a cable channel that have put it on. I need to actually get in contact with them and create a whole listing. We're moving so fast, we don't even know everywhere we're on yet. People are already grabbing this thing live, which is pretty crazy because sometimes it has glitches and stuff live now. That's why we're beta testing. We haven't gotten all the kinks ironed out. But whatever, it's exciting. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the Sound of the Guns. 15-day free trial, PrisonPlanet.tv. And speaking of not screwing around, I had the idea to offer our bumper stickers, not at a small profit, but at no profit. We have a 15 bumper sticker pack with different selections for $3.95. It was $6.95, so now it's half off. $3.95 instead of $6.95, and that includes Citizen Rulebook and some other stuff, or it'd be even less, because that thing costs us about 55 cents. Then we have a 25 variety pack. It's $5.95, was $9.95. We have a 50 pack. It's now $9.95 instead of $14.95. We have a 100-pack, $17.95 instead of $24.95. And by the way, to even get the prices down to this, we're going to sell out quick. I just ordered 20,000 of each type of bumper sticker. As soon as I gave the order to do this, they said, we got to order then 20,000 of each because we'll run out quick. It takes 2 weeks to get them. And I just had to order 20,000 more citizen rule books. Get them. Let's have a major offensive with the bumper stickers in legal and lawful areas. Certainly don't stick these on Homeland Security billboards saying spy on your neighbor, on Soviet takeover billboards. You know, people in Germany, I guess, shouldn't have stuck stickers up against Hitler either, but I'm being sarcastic there, folks. The point is, bumper stickers, everything. This is at cost, at cost, at cost, at cost, at cost, at cost, okay? We factored it all in at cost for our shipping, our handling, all of it. It's available right now, Infowars.com. I'm already seeing my bumper stickers everywhere. Let's blitz them hard. PrisonPlanet.tv, that's one way to support us and get the word out. Download, make copies to disk of newscasts on any subject you can imagine that you think's important. Get it out to people. And now in the bumper sticker Infowars activism area, everything being slashed down to nothing because I'm all in. I'm all in, all in. Let's hit them hard. By the way, I've got to finish watching the final videos that came in. I've pushed back the contest to walls. We've bitten off more Wing Chew, but I will finish up looking at the videos and choosing the winner, and we'll announce those sometime during the Money Bomb. We'll play first, second, and third place for the Alex Jones prediction videos here on air during the Money Bombs. Let's mark that down, Jaron. We will get that in. So much of the time we just have producer meetings here live on air. So that is coming up. Let's go to your calls now. Enough of that. Let's talk to Matthew in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for waking me up. I've been a Megadeth fan, speaking of Dave Mustaine, for ever since I can remember. And it wasn't until his last album, Endgame, that I really started to wake up, and then I watched your movie, Endgame. And I took up the fight back in the early part of June here in 2011, because a light switched in my head. A light went off, and I have two kids, and a 7- and 6-year-old, and both of them have been affected by vaccines. I see vaccines in the negative effects in everything about vaccines. And, so that's how I first started. I got awake. But, what I really wanted to tell you is, kind of lost my train of thought here for a second. But, first of all, like I said, thank you for waking me up. I really appreciate, everything that you do and everything that you do and the fight that you've undertaken for all of us. I know what I wanted to say now. I wanted to say, back to your first caller, Blue, she made a really good point. I made an order a few months ago from you guys, and I got a bunch of the bumper stickers. And ever since I got those bumper stickers, Alex, all I can tell you is that I've had more conversations with people about meaningful things than ever before.
That was a point I never make enough, because I'm not just saying this. All these people say they want to meet like-minded, awake people. You wear an Infowars.com shirt or a Ron Paul shirt, the shirts we sell, or an In the Fed shirt, or a Socialism is Stealing shirt where it shows the guy with the gun putting the gun to the head, taking the guy's money, and it says socialism. You will meet real Americans everywhere. You put an Infowars.com bumper sticker on your car, you will meet like-minded people. And it's weird. You might have a cop, pull you over for speeding and let you off because you had the sticker. You might also have cops pull you over because of it. We've had both happen. But you'll really find out who people are and what side they're on with an Infowars bumper sticker. I appreciate your call. It is incredible. I mean, when I wear my shirt out in public, liberty or death or In the Fed, I run into people who don't even know who I am. I also run into folks that obviously listen to the show or have watched it online. But I run into people who are like, oh, I like your shirt. Don't tread on me. What are you in, the Tea Party? And I'm like, yeah, we're the folks who started the Tea Party before the mainline Republicans tried to take it over. Let's go to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. There's a couple of points I'd like to bring up. The first one is easy, and the other one is not so easy. The easy one is I'm inclined to agree with you about Mitt Romney. However, I would like to see Mr. Skousen try to make a defense of him if he will. Now, the second point is...
What, is Skousen, Joel Skousen likes him?
Well, he said, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I've heard him say Romney doesn't know what he's doing, and I don't agree with that. But, you know, Joel's a good guy. He speaks with authority. You know, I heard him one night on Coast to Coast say that I was incorrect about the Super Congress, but all these other people, Ron Paul and others, have said that he can't find it in the Constitution. This Super Congress is different. They've had to, you know, have Congress people like Boehner come out and say, look, they bring up the spending bill now. That's unconstitutional. The House can vote up or down on it. That's not how spending bills are supposed to operate. You know, I mean, that's unconstitutional in my view. And I've looked at other super committees. This one has taken even more power. But you know, I should get Joel on, maybe during the 24-hour broadcast or something, so we can discuss that.
Okay, now here's the hard point. About 10 or 15 years ago, at various times, I read some of the LaRouche material. And after reading it, I concluded that it could be a crypto-Jesuit operation. It's very anti-Protestant. It's various other things, dogmatic Platonism and anti-empirical and other things. I know probably other people have talked about it.
Well, I'll say this. I don't know about Jesuit operations or something in there. But, I mean, a lot of philosophy and systems have been charted by the Jesuits. The word propaganda came from the Jesuits. So you're right on that front. But I mean, as for LaRouche Group, you see, I have Democrats on. I have Republicans on. I have Naomi Wolf on, and I don't agree with her politics, to get her perspective. So just because I have a group on doesn't mean then I subscribe to everything they say or everything they believe. I mean, I've had Pat Buchanan on. Doesn't mean I agree with him on everything. I've had liberals on, conservatives on. I've had just you name it, I've had them on. And so I had David de Rothschild on and attacked him for pushing carbon taxes, and people said, look, he got a Rothschild on. My gosh, he must, you know, be incredibly connected. No, he had a book coming out, and we called the publisher, greedy to get their person booked on 100 shows. We called the publicist. I don't want to tell people how to do a radio show, but people who don't work in radio just don't know this. You can get famous people on when they got a book out, and so are powerful people. And that's how we got Rothkopf on, the head of the Kissinger Group. He had Superclass out. He wanted to sell a bunch of it. We called and got him on. People are like, how did he get Rothkopf on? We dialed the telephone. That's how we did it. And he thought I was Alex S. Jones, though. But by the first break, he was like, oh, yeah, I thought you were Alex S. Jones. Well, I'll finish the interview. So the point is that I don't agree with a lot of the solutions of things that Lenin LaRouche pushes. His analysis of the Anglo-American banking establishment and things like that, I think is, look, I read stuff they wrote 20 years ago. I started reading it 16 years ago or so after I'd already kind of woken up and I was really searching, that later I separately discovered to be true in original research. So I think they've got some of the best research out there. LaRouche, when I called 16 years ago to get their quote free magazine, very pushy when I, you know, wanted to call and get it, you know, for the free thing, all this stuff. I didn't like that, but so it's a separate issue from where I stand and what I do. And I've always said that when I get LaRouche on. Go ahead.
Well, okay, Alex. And like you say, you're playing a chess game on several levels. Just don't lose track is all I say, and I appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. Look, my greatest frustration is I don't have time to craft my message. I don't have time to really get it all right and be perfect about it. I'm just up here swinging. Because I've calculated that if I just do the basic research and overall let it all hang out, I can reach more people and get more done. I am capable of making super high-powered films that reach 20, 30, 40 million apiece, people-wise, that we put out for free, that do cause giant sea changes. And it is a... I've really thought about this a lot. I could probably reach as many people as I'm reaching now and be totally pure and make films and just release a film every 2-3 months and have about 5 employees instead of 30-something. But now I've got all this crew. I've got this model. A lot of it's to keep this crew hired. And also, I like to talk a lot, so it's a lot of... But I have thought about really just making films, but then I wouldn't have my defense of being on the radio live and the big audience, so it's a catch-22.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Okay, there are reportedly 7 billion people on this earth. If you go to the UN's own numbers, I'm going to do more detailed reports showing this later in the week on the nightly news. I'll probably air it here as well. The UN says 8.4, 8.6, it varies, by about 2024, 2025, and then it population starts going down. And that's as a whole worldwide. In the United States, we have a 1.4% replacement rate. If it wasn't for all the immigrants coming in, our population would be dropping. Europe, Japan has, what, a 1.2, Italy a 1.2. For every, and then you count in automobile accidents, people that don't have kids, people dying young. For every two adults that were born, there, on average, there's one person to replace them. So you do the math. There's nobody to pay the Social Security. There's nobody to upkeep the society. These are dying cultures, especially when the third world's exploding. And most of this population control is only happening with the higher educated people. That's what Mike Judge covers in Idiocracy. It shows the smart folks going, we're not going to have kids for the earth. And then it shows the football player who's mindless going, I'm going to have sex with all of you with like 10 cheerleaders around him. And that's basically what's happened. So let's go to 2.1 kids, stable population. And then we'll get, which one is first? Which one did I queue up first? Okay, so this is the first one, the 2.1 kids, stable population. Here it is. And it starts with video. And it says 2.1 kids, a stable population.
From the time of the cavemen all the way until today, humanity continues to exist because each generation of people has produced another generation to replace itself. Scientists have figured out how many people need to be born each generation to replace the generation before. That number is one person per person. All things being equal, this creates perfect demographic balance. Since women are the only ones who can have children, replacing every person on Earth means each woman needs to have two children. One to replace her, and the other to replace the man, who cannot have children. The total fertility rate is the average number of children each woman in a society is having. This number shows us if a society is growing or shrinking. In developed countries, the replacement rate birth rate is 2.1 children per woman. This will keep the population stable, but even that is assuming that every woman has children, and that there are no wars, famines, or disease. In the real world, disasters happen all the time. And sadly, not all children reach adulthood, especially in poor countries. This pushes their replacement rate up to 3.3 children per woman. Since not every woman wants to have children, in order to keep the population stable, some women need to have more than 2.1 children to balance the birth rate with the women who are only having one or no children at all. Maintaining this balance is of the utmost importance. If society does not at least replace itself every generation, human numbers begin to fall exponentially. Economic and social problems appear as elderly people retiring begin to outnumber young people entering the workplace. But this is already happening all over the developed world. Many of the world's nations are only barely replacing themselves, while a growing majority have birth rates below replacement, some as low as 1.8 or even 1.2 babies per woman. Many societies are facing a very real danger: extinction.
Okay, folks, and if you can't watch the graphics, it's a lot stronger when you watch them. I'm going to have the crew repost it up at Infowars.com. We're going to come back and play the rest, and we have Fritz Springmeier joining us. But my wife in Whole Foods with three children has actually had women come over and get in her face. Listen, the West is dying. The numbers they show in that video is the West with the immigrant population coming in. You remove that, it's even lower. Okay, so the West is dying. Get it through your head.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.